This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Kosovo's president, Vjosan Mani, says Serbia and its president accused them of being behind a shootout between armed men and Kosovar police in the north of the country last weekend, in the worst violence in the area in years.
What happened in the north of Kosovo was an armed attack by paramilitary forces that have been paid, trained, aided, and abetted by Serbia, organized and orchestrated by Serbia. It was a terrorist attack and equally so an act of aggression by the side of Serbia against the Republic of Kosovo, against our sovereignty and territorial integrity.
The deadly gun battle has prompted new international concern over stability in Kosovo, which has an ethnic Albanian majority and declared independence from Serbia in 2008 after a guerrilla uprising. Serbia does not recognize the province's independence. It's now estimated that more than 70,000 people left Nagorno-Karabakh and come across the border into Armenia. VOA's regional correspondent and Istanbul bureau chief Heather Murdoch is on the road from Nagorno-Karabakh.
This is more than the Armenian government anticipated and a bit more than they were prepared for. So it's a bit of chaos. And Armenia has a long history of being able to absorb refugees and people evacuating from conflict areas, particularly Nagorno-Karabakh, in the past. But now there's so many people so fast that people coming in don't really know exactly where to go.
Azerbaijan on Thursday said it wanted ethnic Armenians to remain and become part of their country. U.S. Army Private Travis King back in the United States after being released by North Korea. This is VOA News. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin returns to the United States Thursday after wrapping up his first tour across the African continent as Defense Secretary. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb traveling with Austin and has details of his trip.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin started his tour in Djibouti, home to the primary U.S. military base on the African continent. There, he met with Djiboutian leaders and the Somali president, whose forces, Austin said, had made more progress against the Al-Shabaab terror group in the past year than the previous 5 years combined. Austin then turned to Kenya.
How are you?
He visited a base in Manda Bay near the Somali border, where a terrorist attack in 2020 killed three Americans. Carla Babb, VOA News, Luanda, Angola.
The United Nations rights investigators said on Thursday they had found systemic racism against black people throughout the United States, policing and justice systems, and stressed the need for urgent reform. In a report following a visit to the United States, they pointed to the entrenched systemic racism against people of African descent in the United States. Quoting the report, this legacy of slavery permeates the entire spectrum of law enforcement and judicial system. The team of independent experts was set up in 2021, a year after the murder of George Floyd, an African-American, by white police officers in the United States, to investigate racially fueled police violence worldwide. In U.S. politics, things heating up as the presidential election draws near. U.S. House Republicans hold hearings today on President Joe Biden. It's an impeachment inquiry. And last night, without President Trump, former President Trump, Republican candidates for the office had their second debate.
The seven Republican candidates took to the stage at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. It took only minutes for the group to start bickering, each of them determined to break from the pack. An NBC News survey shows nearly 60% of Republican voters choosing the former president over his rivals, with DeSantis coming in second at 16%. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News, Simi Valley, California.
And actor Michael Gambone has died. He was 82 years old. His family put out a note saying they were devastated that he died peacefully in the hospital after a bout of pneumonia. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.